thinking if we wanted to move them along a little faster, we just use the end of the line. Or, I've heard people may use the expression, well, I'm going to have to use a persuader. Persuader. Or maybe they get a big old long keen gad, you know, a switch, instead of a buggy whip. Uh-huh. But my mother and father, they usually kept a buggy, or a, like I say, or a two-seated surrey. And of course, they could afford, I guess, once in a while to buy kind of a fancy buggy whip. Carried, had a place right up there on the dashboard to put that whip. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, and you were telling me about flour, and you said that came in a burlap bag, and inside that there was something else.
No, I didn't tell you that flour came in a burlap
that
bag.
That was sugar?
It's sugar. Uh-huh. That's right. Sugar was in a white sack, like a flour sack. Uh-huh. I guess it was muslin, some kind of muslin material. I suppose that's what they make those things out of. The same. And then the sack was inside of a burlap sack to give it the strength. But the flour came just in common old flour sacks, you know.
And how about those paper ones? What did you call those?
Bags?
Uh-huh.
Paper bags? Well, of course we didn't buy sugar and stuff like that in there. When I was a youngster, in paper bags like you get now. But of course they used lots of paper bags to put our groceries up. Because most of our groceries them days would have to be weighed up and sacked up, you know, see what I mean?
What would you call it if you had a small one with some candy in it? Not a big one, just a little one.
Poke?
A poke?
A poke. A little poke. A little poke of candy, that's right.
That was a small one, huh?
It'd be small, yes. It'd be a little poke. That's right. Well, compared to what you get now for a nickel, we used to get a little batch of candy for 5 cents. You betcha. That's right.
Plan to go in the town, go to town in the afternoon, and someone said, would you be home? What would you say to him?
Well, if they'd ask me if I'd be home mm-hmm. by a certain time?
Well, if you'd just be there all afternoon.
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether I know understand what you're asking me, what you're trying to find out.
Well, would you say I'm going to town, or
I'm going to be back by a certain time? Mm-hmm. Well, I might say if my parents give me some instructions about what time they thought I ought to be home, I might say, well, mother or father, if the Lord's willing, I'll be back. Always brought that in. That was just an expression. But I don't know. I can't remember my folks just pinning me right down and saying, now you be home by a certain time. Mm-hmm. I don't think they worried about me too much when I was gone. After I got to be a pretty good sized boy, they knew I was big enough to take care of myself. Of course, accidents could happen, did happen. Then I was fortunate, I guess. Done lots of riding and I guess I was lucky.
Well, to ask you another question, I would say, where are you now? And you would say,
well, I'm here.
And that is?